Welcome to the Six Ways to Sunday podcast, hosted by award-winning television director, documentary filmmaker, author, and speaker Craig D. Forrest. Join Craig for the next few minutes as he interviews leaders, artists, and creatives about trends and insights shaping our digital world and faith-based media. This podcast is produced and brought to you by Matchstick Media International. Now, here's Craig.
Really enjoyed our time with Dan Wheeler, TV professional, also very active in ministry as a leader, doing media ministry and such with Fearless Faith Ministries. Let's continue the conversation now. It's easy to say Fearless Faith Ministries, but how would people that are listening right now, how would they find you online? Is it fearlessfaith.org? How do they find you?
Yes. Our website is ffaith.org, www.ffaith.org. Mm-hmm. And there they'll see all kinds of things. We do a daily video on Facebook called Your Morning Cup of Inspiration. Right. And if you go on Facebook, just type in Fearless Faith Ministries, and we'll be the first ones that'll come up. We've got three orange flames. That's our logo, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And there's three of us that do it. We have other people that help us now, but we're the main three. And so we've produced 2,400 of these 3-minute videos. We're on YouTube.
Dan, I don't think you've done enough. 2,400 is not enough.
I know. Well, we're still doing them. So we have them. Our YouTube channel is Fearless Faith Ministries. Same thing. Look for the three flame logo. We've got over 2,400 subscribers, but
it could
the YouTube
be more.
Channel has taken off.
Yeah.
Pardon?
And it will be more. How about that?
Yes, it will be more. And we're real close to being able to monetize it. Of course, we'll keep an eye on who advertises on it, and we'll use that money. We'll pour it right back into the ministry.
Good.
None of us take a salary. We also have an Instagram page that Terry Steen's wife, Karen, does a great job with. Mm-hmm. And we post our short reels now on Instagram. We're also doing short reels, 1-minute versions of our podcasts and our Morning Cups of Inspiration. And we post those on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. And then we host a podcast. We do it twice a month called Finish Strong. And our theme is, when you get to retirement age, don't retire to the golf course or the country club. Let's go hard for the kingdom. We got our resources. We've got our time. Let's do something for the Lord. And Craig, it has been such an honor to be a part of Fearless Faith, to see people coming to the Lord, people saying they never knew they could read their Bible. We have a lot of people who've never been in church. And it's just so amazingly rewarding. I tell people I don't make any money now, but the benefits are out of this world. They really are.
Incredible.
And it's been fun to do ministry with your two best friends, you know.
Yeah.
Really been great. And I mean, I know you know Brian, and you go way back, and all of us. And Brian has really come so far, as I have and Terry's had. But we say Terry's the guy, he was the really good Christian. He's the one that stayed faithful all his life. Brian and I had our years where we wandered. And I tell you, I wouldn't trade places with anybody, you know. And I've had offers to do other things. And people call and say, how'd you like to be vice president of this or that? And I'd say, nope, not interested. I've got my calling, and I'm going to do this the rest of my life now.
There you go. You know, we're talking to a TV professional and now part of a very good, effective is important with Dan Wheeler here on the podcast.
Just gave me an idea for a morning cup of inspiration. Important is not important. It's true.
Hey, I might even get a residual from that someday.
Might. You know, I'll give you 50, I'll give you 100% of all the profits.
No. I want what you got. I want 6% of something. How about that?
Okay.
I want 6% of a cup of coffee. There you go. Oh,
yeah. You know what? I'll give you 100% of a cup of coffee.
There you go.
If we can ever get together, I'm buying.
There you go. Well, you come to France, you've got a place that you were more than welcome here in Europe.
I'd love to if
Yeah,
I,
finishing
yeah.
up our time with Dan Wheeler. There is a last chapter. No, last doesn't sound right. A new chapter that has happened for you just recently, within this year that we're doing the interview. I bet you didn't see that one coming with your you have a new love of your life named Pam, I think.
I never saw it coming. I
She never did
was,
either.
no, this is an interesting story, Craig. I call it my Hallmark movie. I was in town, St. Joe, Michigan. I'm thinking it was August of 2019, doing a book signing at the local bookstore downtown St. Joe. I'd written a book in 2000 about all the athletes I'd interviewed called Best Seat in the House. And I did a book signing then, and it was very successful. So when I called them, they said, "Oh, we'd love to have you back and do it." And the newspaper here in my little town is always good to me. They always have written articles about me when I've done book signings and things. And the day I show up to do this book signing, one of the workers at the bookstore walks up to me and says, "I have two notes for you. This lady says she's your cousin, and here's her phone number." And I looked and I said, "Yep, she's my cousin. Thank you." And he said, "But this lady, she insisted that I put this note in your hands, and she put the fear of God in me if I didn't." And he hands me a note, and it's from a lady named Barb Preeb, who was the mother of a girl I dated oh so briefly in high school. And the note said she had the wrong day of this book signing, but hoped to make it back. But she wanted me to know that Pam, her daughter, was going through something similar to what I was going through. And that was it. There was no phone number, what? And I couldn't stop thinking about Pam, a girl that she was in eighth grade and I was a senior, and we'd maybe done three or four things together, mainly with her family. And then I realized, gosh, she's only in eighth grade, and all my friends on the sports teams were like, "Dan, you can't date her. You're a senior. She's in eighth grade." So I ended it and never knew what happened to her. And before I left town, I was able, through some friends, to get her mom's phone number. And I called her, and I was able to, from her, get Pam's phone number. And I called her. She was living out in Idaho, Bonners Ferry, Idaho, little town. And I tracked her down, and she had lost her husband to early onset Alzheimer's. He was only 67 years old, 68, I think, and she was much younger. And so we started meeting in St. Joe, Michigan, our hometown. And the first day when I came here and I met her for lunch, she was so shy, she would hardly talk to me, and she had been very talkative on the phone. And she was stirring her coffee, and she lifted the spoon up, and the spoon was shaking. And I thought, boy, I wonder if she has Parkinson's. I don't know what's wrong with her, but she's very cute. And come to find out, she was just nervous. And 3 years later, last not even a year ago now, from the time we're recording this, we got married, and we've moved back here. We built a little house. We call it our harbor house. It looks over the harbor going out to the lake, and it's we're really enjoying it. And I'm reconnecting with people, and I've gotten involved in some local ministries, and it's all kind of ties in with Fearless Faith. And it's been amazing. I'm just so thankful. You know, Craig, I never thought I would marry again. I wasn't looking for love, not at all. I was just focused on the ministry. And boy, we're both so thankful that we have someone to spend our last years with. And she loves the Lord, and that was the number one thing.
Yeah.
She's been through a lot of loss in her life and never blamed the Lord, stayed faithful. And we start our day off with our devotions. We end our day with our devotions, and we pray throughout the day. And I am just blessed. I don't deserve any of it. I really don't. And I don't, I guess when we get to heaven, we'll say, "Lord, why me?" I remember Billy Graham, I mean, who reached millions and millions of people under the Lord. He said, "First question I'm going to ask is, why did you choose me?" And I think that all of us, Craig, yourself definitely included, we were chosen. God picked us out. He knew when we were born that someday we'd be doing this and we'd be talking about him and his love. It's all I want to talk about. I mean, I go back to QVC and they're like, man, don't you miss it? And I say, guys, not at all. It was wonderful. And I'm glad you guys are still, this is a great company. They're so good to me. But I remember when I left, the CEO called me up and said, Dan, I'd like to have lunch with you. I'd like to find out why you're leaving and why you're retiring now. Because I was 63 at the time. And I, you know, Craig, I always wanted to go out on top. I'd seen so many hosts where they didn't renew their contract and they would walk them out of the building. They had to come back on a weekend with a security guard to get their stuff. And I said, I never want that to happen to me. You know, one day they're a hero and the next day. So I knew it was God's timing. I gave him 6 months notice and I told the CEO, I said, I'm not leaving because I'm not happy. I'm leaving because God has called me to do something more important with the final years. For me, it's really important and I'm not going to make any money at it, but it's going to be fantastic. And I said, thanks to you and this great company, I can do it. And so Fearless Faith Ministries, Pam, I just feel blessed beyond anything I could ever deserve. And I'm thankful. God is good all the time.
Amen. I was going to say, we serve a God of surprises and he's given you some wonderful surprises at this new chapter in your life. I'm going to do something. I said it earlier and for anyone listening that we're into episode 3, but in an earlier part of the conversation, I said, I want you, Dan, to pray. I really feel strongly, Dan, that there are people that need encouragement right now. They need to know that when they're going through tough times, there's a God who's going to walk into that hospital room or that bedroom or where or the scene of an accident or at a pew in a church and hold their hand. Would you pray for them? Would you do that?
Absolutely. Be an honor. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, Craig and I and everyone listening, Lord, and we know that there are people right now who are going through incredible trials, difficulties, loss of a loved one. Maybe they're in a hospital room listening to this. I spent years in hospital rooms, and I remember you one day when I was so exhausted and so at the end of my ropes, I felt your gentle voice say, Dan, when you are weak, I am strong. And I will be strong through you right now. And I'll be with you. And I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. And you are saying that right now to many people listening. You are there. You love them. And you're calling out to them. And all they have to do is reach back and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. And I need you to forgive me of my sins. I need you to give me a new life and a new reason, a new purpose. And I ask you to be with me right now in this moment of trial and be like you were with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Be that fourth man in the fire. And you are there and you will bring them through. And I can just say to them that you love them so much, more than I ever knew. You showed that to me through my journey with Beth, and ever since that day in 2012 when I read those words that she had stage 4 cancer. And Lord, seeing her face death so fearlessly and knowing where she's going, that's what we all long for, to know that this life on earth is, it's the prelude, it's just the opening act, and the final act will be forever and ever. And I just want to hear you say, well done, good and faithful servant. That's what I want to live for. So I pray for each and every person, whether they're young or old, that's listening to this.
Amen.
And they're going through a difficult time and they need you. I pray that you'll put your arms of love around them, that you'll lift them up, that you'll give them strength, and that you'll come into their heart as they invite you in and promise them that you will never leave them ever, ever. Thank you so much for it. I thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. We've all made so many mistakes, but you said, when you forgive our sins, you remove them as far as the east is from the west, which is interesting because the east and the west go opposite, but north and south end up coming around again. But east from the west, thank you, Lord. And I thank you for a chance to reconnect with my good, I shouldn't say old friend, longtime friend, Craig. And to be a guest on his podcast. No,
I am your younger friend. There you go.
My younger friend. It's been a blessing. And I ask all these things in thy name, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Dan, so good to have you on our podcast. And great to reconnect after a good long time. And you've been a blessing to our listeners and to me as well. And I believe also with your prayers that Holy Spirit goes like the wind and yes. blows where it listeth.
Yes.
May the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit, flow into a room and a Bible study or a devotion or an impossible situation and yes. be what the Holy Spirit can be. Not
Amen.
Only our strength, but our comforter. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, thank
Dan.
You, Craig. It's been a pleasure, and I'm so glad we reconnected. Let's not be strangers. Let's stay in touch. And boy, it's funny. I've been to France one time, just down in the southeast part of it. I've never been.
We're in the southeast.
Southeast. You are in the south. Where was I?
We are in Provence, which is one of the most desirable places. God opened a place for us and said, hey, why don't you guys go live here? And we thought, oh, this looks pretty good. How about we go here? We're in outside of a major city called Avignon, which was for about a century the head of the Catholic Church. And they had French popes until the Italians got mad
right?
and took it back. But that's another story for another time.
I was down in that area, but I really was inside of a watchmaking facility the whole time. I hardly got to see anything.
Oh, I love watches. I'd rather go to the watchmaking facility.
I do too. In fact, it's very biblical. The Lord says, watch and pray. And do you know who the smallest man in the Bible was?
No, who?
It wasn't, this is just a final note here, really important. It wasn't Zacchaeus. It wasn't even Bildad the Shuhite or Nehemiah. Those were short guys.
Yeah.
It was Peter, because it said he slept on his watch. He had to be little.
There you go. And
That's
with that,
really
ladies and gentlemen,
I apologize.
We have talked to Dan Wheeler.
Thank you very much. I'll be here all the week.
Bless you, man.
God bless you, Craig. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Six Ways to Sunday podcast with Craig D. Forrest, brought to you by Matchstick Media International, dedicated to excellence in media through inspiration, vision, and education. To learn more, visit us on the web at matchstickmedia.org. That's matchstickmedia.org. Your generous donations, large or small, help defray costs for producing this creative podcast. Thanks for listening and subscribing.